Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In 1908, Henry Ford sent the first Model T rolling off the assembly line at his Piquette Avenue plant in Detroit. 110 years later, the Ford Motor Company signals it is no longer betting on cars for its future. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton is here now. So, Tracy, what has Ford announced?
Well, they're going to have two sedans on the market very, very soon. They're going to have the Mustang. You can't get rid of the Mustang. It's part of their DNA. And they're going to have a small crossover. One assumes it's going to be small in the Focus line.
And
that's it. So, for small cars. That's it.
So tell us, what's headed the way of the Model T?
Gone, the Fiesta subcompact, the Focus sedan, the C-Max hybrid crossover, the Fusion midsize sedan, and the Taurus large sedan. They're all on the chopping block.
Wow. And so why is this? What do the numbers tell us?
Well, the numbers tell us that Ford is just not keeping up in terms of the ability to make profit on small cars. You have to have volume. They're less profitable, so you need the volume. And Ford cannot keep up with Toyota and Honda. In March, Toyota and Honda, their small and mid-sized cars, they were selling in the 30,000 number. Ford was half that last month. So they just can't keep up. It's not making money for them.
So, and Ford's going to be adding five new SUVs over the next 2 years. And then that 2019 Ranger midsize pickup that we all saw at the Detroit Auto Show in January. So what's going to be the bottom line when all of these moves are made over the next couple of years?
Ford is going to be a truck and crossover and SUV company. There's no question. And it is where the market is going. 60% of the market right now is crossovers and SUVs.
We were stopped at a light the other day in heavy traffic. And my husband and I looked around and I went, look at this. It's all pickups, SUVs, and crossovers. And then one little car came up finally, totally outnumbered.
And you know those parking lots where it says small car only? You have to park there if you have a crossover. There are no small cars left.
And there's going to be some major belt tightening. Last fall, Ford announced it's cutting spending by, what, $14 billion, and now it's going to carve another $11.5 billion in cost in the next few years. Where are these reductions going to come from?
Well, this is part of what they're doing here. They're eliminating entire programs. They're eliminating the need for the platforms that you might use for a small car. They're moving from 9 platforms to 5. So all their vehicles will go on these 5 platforms throughout the world, and it will save money.
Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton. Thanks so much, Tracy.
Happy to be here.